What I want to do right now is break that down very simply for you to understand. Because maybe A, you're new here. B, you forgot how easy it is to manifest and you could use a little bit more fun in your life. Or C, you just can't get enough of this kind of information and you could talk about manifesting the law of attraction all day long. So if you fall into one of those three, then let's get into it. I want you to imagine your mind as a magnet. It really is. Your mind is a magnet. Every thought that you have is emitting a frequency.
Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Aligned CEO Method and Aligned Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I am here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hey, everybody. Happy TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. Guess what? This is the last TGIM of season 6. I know it's wild because next Monday, when you tune in to this podcast, we are celebrating season 7, year 4 of the podcast, year 1 of Biz Besties, and Kayla and I will be in New York City celebrating my 38th birthday. There is so much good stuff happening, and yes, we love a reason or an excuse to celebrate. And I want to talk about that in terms of how if you start to lose the fun in your business, if you start to think that celebration is only worthy of a certain amount of clients or a certain amount of cash in the door, then you are doing it all wrong. You're doing it backwards. And as you've probably heard, we are hosting a free fun event this Thursday. It's unlike anything else that we've done in a really long time. And in fact, we've never done this particular type of event where we're going to show you how to bring fun back into your business specifically and overall your whole life using one particular subconscious reprogramming method. We really want you there. If you can make the time, if you can prioritize dialing in your mindset, learning something new, showing up to this, being in a room full of other excited, fun, ambitious, powerful women, then you're going to want to make sure that you head to myalignpurpose.com/training, get signed up. The links will be here in the show notes. It's right at the top of our website. It's in the link in our bio. Like, it's really hard to miss. So make sure that you are all ready to go for that. The reason that we're talking about this is you probably heard, if you're a regular listener, last TGIM episode last week, I was talking about how I started to feel like I was losing the fun in my life and in my business because I had this subconscious program running the show, because the subconscious does run the show and it believes everything that you tell it, everything that it hears. And I had this program running saying that because business was getting too serious, that we were losing the fun. And that is so far from the truth. It's unbelievable. So we're going to, on Thursday, be talking a lot about manifesting. And if you're new here, this is how we started everything. 4 years ago, I was really into manifesting. I'm always really into manifesting, but I was really into manifesting. Kayla and I were barely just getting to know one another at the time. I had started this podcast. The reason that I started the podcast was because I manifested it. I was journaling it. I was meditating on what would the name be. I wanted it to be a lived affirmation. And my aligned purpose is a lived affirmation. I try to live into my purpose. I live on purpose and in purpose
every single day. So from this planting the seed of manifestation 4 years ago, I did it with a lot of fun. I did it with a lot of flow, with a lot of ease. Kayla and I came together. We created Manifesting Money Masterclass as the very first course that we started together. We had our very first 10K launch off the hop with that program, which is still unbelievable to me, with no funnel, no launch strategy, no Instagram, no email list. It truly was from us gathering people that we knew, that we had met over the course of our lifetime, who knew that we truly cared, especially me, cared about manifesting, and Kayla's people knew that she cared about money. So it was not a surprise and really a no-brainer when we said, hey, we're coming together to talk about money and manifesting in our Manifesting Money Masterclass. Now, along the way, we've worked with many coaches, we've bought many courses, we've done many trainings, some of them really fun and exciting, some of them that we learned lots from and implemented into our business. Others not so fun, others a huge waste of money, and others a little too serious. And we know that business doesn't have to be boring, and then it doesn't have to be super hard. There's going to be hard for sure, but anything in life, you choose your hard. I would rather have the hard kind of life where it feels maybe hard to make more money rather than living in the kind of hard where it's hard to be broke. It's hard to live paycheck to paycheck. I don't ever want to live like that again. I lived like that for a long time and I'm not willing to ever go back there. So I choose my hard. For those of you listening, choosing your hard may apply to your business for sure. It may apply to your workout routine or sticking to the program if you're trying to eat healthy. Choosing your hard may be choosing to have kids, not have kids, wanting kids and not having kids and not wanting kids, like all of it, right? There are so many different avenues in life where we get to say, yeah, this is hard. And if we look at the grass on the other side, it may appear to be greener, but it also comes with its hards. And really, I love the saying, the grass is greener where you choose to water it. So when you start to pour fun and excitement and manifestation into your life, you'll really start to notice that your effort level decreases, your fun level increases, and everything just starts to get easier. And as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, we built our whole business off of manifestation. And along the way, we've become known quite globally, which is really fun, to be business coaches. And the compliment that we get over and over again, I love our DMs, I love our WhatsApp conversations, I love our calls with our clients, is when people tell us that the reason they chose to work with us versus any other business coach out there, because we are a dime a dozen, let me tell you, is that we bring both the spiritual manifestation, metaphysical woo side of business and strategy, systems, processes, organization. When you work with two coaches who are wired very differently, and Kayla and I are wired very much the same in many ways, you get the best of both worlds. Oftentimes, people are looking for a business coach to get strategy or to get processes or to really figure out the actual system of how to grow to six, multiple six, seven figures beyond. And other people are looking for coaches who are going to expand their vision, help them manifest more clients, help them get more into their feminine energy and be more aligned and in tune with who they are as a business owner. And then people find My Aligned Purpose and they're like, holy shit, I get the best of both worlds and many worlds. And I want to give myself and Kayla lots of credit here, because I may have come into this business as the manifesting person, but Kayla is like a master manifester. And she has, over the years, shout out to you, Kayla, she has picked up on so much of the energy work, the spiritual work, the manifestation work. She knows all of this stuff just as well as I do. And then along the way, I'm going to give myself credit for the systems I've been able to learn, the things that I've taught myself, the courses that I've been able to develop, even just this podcast. If you knew what went into production, post-production, marketing a podcast, doing it in a strategic way to build your audience. We 10X'd our podcast last year. I made Podcasting 101, which is a course that you can buy off of our website. We have How to Monetize Your Podcast course. All of that stuff has been systems and processes and strategies that I've learned, which if you had have asked me 4 years ago if I'd be able to do that, I wouldn't have confidently been able to say so. Along the way, we've both been learning and growing together, and this is what we get to bring to our clients. And this is what we're going to bring to all of you on Thursday when you come to our workshop, which is Flip the Script and Bring More Fun Back into Your Business. Now, today I want to talk a little bit about why. As I mentioned, I was starting to feel that things were getting too serious in our business with all of the stuff of building out our corps and it's tax season. And I was just feeling the like weight of seriousness and responsibility on me. And then I remembered I'm always in choice and I choose this and I can always reassess right now and bring more fun back. And manifesting is so fun. And especially when we look at law of attraction, and so universal laws in general are amazing. The law of attraction is one of the 12 universal laws. The law of attraction is the seventh law. Now, there are other laws that precede this law, that come before it. And one of those is the law of action. We must take action before we get attraction. And we can take all the action in the world, but if we are not energetically aligned, that manifestation, and we're not open to receiving, will not come to fruition. So there's so many different factors at play here. We don't want to overcomplicate it. We want to keep it really fun and easy. And we want to show you how you can do this too. In today's episode, I want to talk about how the law of attraction is a belief that attracts, like really at its core, that's what it's about. And I have a belief that if a vibrational frequency is low, like fear, hate, jealousy, envy, shame, I don't believe that it attracts more of that. I believe it doesn't even pick up enough frequency to be able to do a whole lot. You'll either just sit in the fear or the worry that you're in, but you won't attract more fear and worry. I think it's not until you start to choose to move up the emotional scale that then your vibration becomes higher. And then when you get to the top of the emotional scale, which is love, happiness, gratitude, appreciation, when you get to those types of feelings, that's where attraction becomes so magnetic, because the frequency of love is so high, it attracts more love. The frequency of gratitude is so high, it pulls in more things to be grateful for. So that is my personal belief around this. This whole conversation really came to the forefront in a modern day society not that long ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, when Rhonda Byrne put out the book, and then there was the movie made called The Secret. She really talked about how there's this concept of what you think and what you feel brought together creates a magnetic frequency that pulls in what it is that you're thinking and feeling to your reality, into your 3D world. What I want to do right now is break that down very simply for you to understand. Because maybe A, you're new here. B, you forgot how easy it is to manifest and you could use a little bit more fun in your life. Or C, you just can't get enough of this kind of information and you could talk about manifesting the law of attraction all day long. So if you fall into one of those three, then let's get into it. I want you to imagine your mind as a magnet. It really is. Your mind is a magnet. Every thought that you have is emitting a frequency. It's like a radio signal. You tune the dial to 103.5. What you're going to hear is what is playing on 103.5. If you want what is on 105.3, but you're tuning your dial to 103.5, you are not going to hear what is on that station because you are not tuning your frequency to that channel. And when you think about every thought having a frequency, a signal, and you're putting that out into this vast world of consciousness, just like a radio station, the universe is picking up on these frequencies and it will respond accordingly. I believe where the magic happens is when you consistently, how powerful is consistency in all areas of our life, when you consistently focus your thoughts, your beliefs, and your emotions on what you desire. Now that can be, for those of you listening, it's probably something business / money / entrepreneur related, because that's what we talk about around here. But maybe it's around your love or just your overall happiness in general, abundance, success, whatever it is. Wherever you consistently focus your thoughts, your beliefs, and your emotions on what it is you desire, this is how we become, as I've termed in 2018, master attractors. I am a master attractor. I attract the people, places, experiences, and things that I desire. You can too. You can be a master attractor. Attraction, using the magnet of your mind, you're going to start to align yourself with those energetic vibrations of those desires. Meaning, if you are desiring something that you can see that could unfold in your 3D reality, so let's just make something up. Let's imagine that you are trying to manifest a trip where you are in Italy, on the coast, in Sorrento, eating the most delicious plate of spaghetti and meatballs and drinking a glass of red wine, and you're with your favorite person. Okay, this is my best life scenario. And this unfolded for me. I had all of this mapped out in my mind. I met Jeff, our very first date. I was like, I want to go to Italy someday and eat spaghetti and drink red wine and go to Sorrento. And he was like, I literally want to do that exact same thing. And then we joked, we knew the moment we met that we were each other's person. We were like, we're going to get there really soon. And less than 2 years later, we were on the coast in Sorrento, eating our spaghetti meatballs, drinking red wine, and just talking about how we really fed that desire, more so even after we met. But individually, we were feeding this desire all along. Now, what happens is the way to do this, the way to feed the desire that I'm talking about, is to get into a state where you can see it in your mind. So you're creating the imagery in your mind, the thought, and then what you're thinking about. So when you're thinking about eating the spaghetti, drinking the wine, being on the coast in Italy with the person you love, that elicits a feeling in your body. Is now, ooh, this feels relaxing, exciting, calming, whatever it is, familiar. Then it is up to you, the person listening, to actively try and be in that feeling state as much as possible, regardless of the circumstance. So until I got to Italy, I got to wake up every single day and actively choose to feel ahead of the experience. Every day, could journal, I could script, I could talk about it, I could vision board it, I could allow myself to get into that feeling state of, oh my gosh, this is going to feel so amazing. So that when I got there, I was like, this is exactly what I've been feeling for years in my body. I know this. It's familiar. You get to do that too. And then when we are able to do that, when what we focus on continues to expand and create feeling states, when you start to get into a feeling state that feels greedy or worrisome or not enough, or why is it not here? What's taking my manifestation so long? That is literally the opposite of you being in appreciation, gratitude, happiness for that thing that you're trying to call in. And then those energies, those frequencies do not match. You are misaligned and you're making your manifestation harder to come to you. It's not that manifestation is not real. It's not that you're cursed. It's that you're being impatient. Remember that what you want wants you to, and everything is just lining up in divine accordance so that it arrives to you in the most perfect time, in the most perfect place than you could ever imagine. But you have to have a level of trust within yourself and the universe. And if it's not universe, it's God, it's source, it's creator, it's something bigger than you. But you have to trust that you're powerful enough to call in this manifestation. And you also have to trust that there's something larger at play here that wants you to have what you want as well. And then me, I love neuroscience. So then if we look at recent research of neuroscience and quantum physics, all of this then starts to look at the underlying mechanisms beneath the law of attraction. So we go a layer deeper here. And one of the theories is that our thoughts and emotions create neural pathways in the brain. You've heard me talk about this before. Dr. Joe Dispenza says it a lot. Neurons that fire together, wire together. So you're now creating new neural pathways in the brain. Just like if you had your front yard was covered in snow and if you shoveled out a path and you kept shoveling that path down and down and down, it's going to be easier for you to walk out your front door through that path and to your vehicle than if you tried to walk out your front door and trudge through the snow in a different direction every single day. The same is happening in your brain. You think repetitive thoughts and it creates this neural pathway. It makes it easier to access that thought because you think it over and over. Now, the piece here that you have to be careful with is how much are you thinking about something that doesn't make you feel good? How much are you worrying about worst case scenario? How much are you carving out that neural pathway for a thought to be easy to access that you don't even want to think about? So we need to be consciously aware of the thoughts that we are thinking on repeat, because they do create our beliefs. And then our beliefs create our reality, and our reality then reflects back to us our actual thought in the first place. And if we look at, there's this principle called quantum entanglement. And this is saying that particles that were once connected remain connected no matter the distance between them. So that would imply then that our thoughts and intentions can influence the energy field outside of us, like really close to us in proximity, and really far away. The energy field that is all around us. I'm not just talking about like when you stand with your arms out in a direction, that energy field, the whole room you take up, the space that you're in, the town you live in, the city, the province, the country, et cetera, et cetera. Your energy field is, there are no limits on what you can pull into the reality that you have, because there are multiple realities that exist, and you shape your reality in ways that you may not even be able to fully comprehend right now. But it's your thinking a thought that has a magnetic charge that's creating a frequency with your feeling. And then other things out there, people, places, experiences, and things also have a matched magnetic frequency, a matched charge. And when you give your thought enough focus, and the other person or place or experience or thing also puts enough energy behind the thing that you're trying to call in, the match, this is where opportunities, experiences, crazy stuff will happen for you. And you'll say, I didn't even do anything. I was just thinking about it. It's, yeah, you're just a master manifester. Give yourself some credit here. Whether you view the law of attraction through like a spiritual lens or a scientific one, I love both. The essence really remains the same here, that when you use the power of your mind and align your thoughts with your desires, you do have the ability to manifest like incredible things in your life, incredible outcomes. And remember, manifestation is not just wishful thinking. It really isn't. When people say manifestation isn't real, I'm just like, oh, you just haven't seen it work for you yet. Spend a day with me. Let me change your mind. Manifestation is about taking inspired action, as I mentioned at the beginning. Action comes before attraction. You do have to trust in the process, and you have to stay open to receiving all of the things that the universe, God, source, creator, whatever, has in store for you. If you have an issue with receiving, you're going to have a problem here, because it's ask, believe, receive. So you can ask and you can believe, but if you're not open to receiving, well, then you just cut yourself off from your manifestation again. Okay, that's what I wanted to talk about today, is how easy it is to get back into the energy of being a master attractor. We're going to do this together on Thursday. I hope you'll join us. I love talking about this stuff, as I'm sure you can pick up and in my tone and in my energy here. And we've not said what we're doing on Thursday. It's a surprise. I can't wait to see you there. Would love to have you live. Obviously, if you can't make it live, then we'll have a recording for you if you sign up. Tell your friends, bring your friends out. Let's get everybody manifesting together. Just like everything in this universe is connected, the more people that are living aligned lives, that are in aligned purpose with their life, the better this place is going to be. How frustrating is it when you're high vibing and you walk into a room and there's a bunch of negative Nancys, or just people out there that they're always in worry, playing the victim mentality? Imagine how much more fun this planet would be if we were all just doing what we wanted to do, living lives that lit us up, living in purpose, living on purpose, being in relationships with people we want to be in relationships with, and living in the cities or towns or off grid in the places that we want to live. Imagine making the kind of money that we want to make so that we can have the opportunities to do the things we want to do. That's literally all available if people get out of their own damn way and just realize we just have to give it a little bit of attention. An aligned life and living on purpose doesn't happen by accident. That's what I want to leave you with today. It doesn't happen by accident. We plan this out. We think about what we want, what we're going to do to get it. And when I say what we're going to do to get it, I do mean in the masculine take action way. And I also mean in the feminine being introspective receiving way as well. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. We'll be back later this week with Biz Besties. You know it. Come join us on Thursday for Flip the Script, Bring More Fun Back into Your Business. I'm your host, Nicole Crone, and we'll be back next week with Season 7. Have a good one.